There are Americans who mock the British for the way that they worship and follow all that they can about their royal family, yet many of those same Americans treat the Kennedy family with the same admiration and, yeah, even worship. The promise of Camelot combined with the pain of tragedy in some odd way has made the Kennedys the American royal family. Joining us now is a 16-time New York Times best-selling author whose biographies of the Kennedys and others offer factual and historical insight into their subjects and topics. He's also a former contributing editor for Time, longtime senior editor for People. His new bestseller is The Good Son, JFK Jr., and the Mother He Loved. Say good morning to Christopher Anderson. Morning, Chris.
Hi, Chris. A lot of Chris's.
Chris 1 and Chris 2. I won't take any numerical order, though, in that. I think something you've done early in with The Good Son, people always want to know, you know, how does a parent, of course, or a spouse deal with the tragedy and the pain of a loss of a loved one? But we also wonder, how do young children handle that? And I'm looking at page 60 of The Good Son, and there was a time where John asked if he can call Evelyn Lincoln, JFK's longtime secretary, who had stayed at the White House to go through papers and everything, to let her know that they would be paying her a visit. Nancy Shaw held the phone up to John's ear. "Hello, Mrs. Lincoln," John said. "This is John." "Why, John," she answered. "What a wonderful surprise. I'm going to visit you with Mrs. Shaw soon." "That would be lovely," John Lincoln said. "I'm looking forward to seeing you." "John, me too." Lincoln waited for John to go on, but there was only silence on the line. The boy, she concluded, was obviously thinking. "Mrs. Lincoln," John asked tentatively. "Yes, John." This time there was an even longer pause. "Is Daddy there?" Talk about how the adults, and especially Jackie, dealt with John in those early days after the loss of his father.
That's a touching scene. I mean, of course, for a little boy to fathom that his father was just erased from the earth, he can't and he couldn't. But Jackie herself was so devastated. You know, she publicly was this brave face, held us all together. You know, anybody who was around then will remember that we were all kind of frightened. I mean, we didn't know what this meant, the assassination of the president. And she just had this enormous strength, but behind the scenes, she's falling apart. And so she later talked about how she was drinking heavily and taking prescription medications and had also considered suicide, she told her friend Roswell Gilpatrick, whom I spoke with. And if it weren't for her little boy and daughter Caroline, she would have taken her own life, she said. John, of course, is witness to all of that. And so I think what happened was his mother's pain became first and foremost in his mind. And there's a scene in the book on the third anniversary of the JFK's assassination that it says it all. And that's when she goes to pick up, she walks over to the school in Manhattan to pick up John from school. He is now six. And all the boys are chanting, "Your father's dead, your father's dead," because kids can be that cruel. And Jackie is horrified, but she's worried about her son. She goes, and he just walks up to her, takes her hand, and leads her kind of away, and she realizes that no matter how worried she is about him, he is even more worried about her. So he became her, as she said, little soldier. And they were very protective throughout of each other. And as far as John Kennedy's relationship with his father was concerned, he spent his entire life trying to separate what he saw in photographs of their relationship and the stories he'd heard from what he really did remember about his dad. He did not remember giving that salute, for example. He never did throughout his life.
Yeah,
he did remember playing under the desk, which is a kind of different in the Oval Office, which we all remember as well. So.
Yeah, it's certainly a big difference because where normally a child has to be impacted by and recover from a tragedy, John grew into the awareness of the tragedy.
Exactly. And just think about being reminded that your father's head was basically blown off every year on the same date of your entire life. I mean, November 22nd was the year that Jackie and John and Caroline dreaded, because in varying degrees, it was all conjured up again. And John, you know, was this man in motion. You may recall he was always rollerblading, bicycling, swimming, kayaking, very athletic, frenetic, really. And one of his friends said, "Why don't you slow down?" And he said, "I'm afraid if I do, I'll start thinking about everything that's happened to my family, and I'll just sit down and fall apart."
What's the thing, Dew? And you've written extensively in your previous books about the Kennedy family and different parts of it. Do the Kennedys accept tragedy as fate almost?
I think that it's odd. There's a difference between the way Jackie handled it and the way the rest of the Kennedys. The Kennedys have a very kind of traditional Irish wake approach. Even in the immediate wake of both John and Bobby's assassinations, they had a party, you know. Jackie wasn't that kind of person. She was a Bouvier. She felt all this grief deeply, and she, although she was very dignified, she wasn't about the party. Everyone was a blow that hit her hard. I think it's very surprising that I don't think people would realize that Bobby Kennedy, you know, she had this relationship with Bobby, and he was her surrogate father to John and Caroline after Jack's assassination. But, you know, when Bobby was gunned down, it was Jackie who had the courage to say, to take him off life support, to sign the order. No one else in the Kennedy family, including Ethel, would do it, but she did it. So Jackie was a very courageous woman. She always stepped up, very strong. But I have to say, I don't think she could have survived if she'd been alive when John's plane went down. I don't think she could have survived that. I think that would have been the final blow for her.
Talking with Christopher Anderson, his new bestseller, The Good Son, JFK Jr., The Mother He Loved, here on Issues and Ideas. What was Jackie more protective, more controlling, or was there some kind of combination of the two when it came to John?
I don't think she was that. She was controlling to the extent that she, for example, he wanted an acting career. She thought there were greater things ahead for him, so she didn't let him pursue that. He was quite a talented actor. He acted in productions at Brown University and other places. The women in his life, you know, John had an affair that lasted for about a year with Madonna. Obviously, since Madonna was then doing her Marilyn Monroe impression as the material girl, Jackie wasn't happy with that. She liked Daryl Hannah, but she thought Daryl Hannah was too high maintenance for John. He had a 5-year relationship with Daryl. She never was said, don't date this woman, but she would kind of like subtly make it clear how she felt in a variety of ways. But she really, you know, she encouraged his adventurous streak, and that's the important thing, this kind of daredevil streak he had. She had it herself, and she wanted him to enjoy life, so she sent him around the world on various adventures and, you know, diving for pirate treasure and on survivalist treks in Kenya where he disappeared for 2 days, that sort of thing. She didn't want him to grow up to be, as she said, a vegetable, quote-unquote, because he hadn't had an influence of a father figure around. On the other hand, she had a premonition that he would die in a plane crash. She shared that with the last important man in her life, Maurice Templesman, that she was having nightmares about it because the Kennedys had this terrible track record with flying. You know, so many Kennedy relatives had perished in plane crashes. She did not want John behind the controls of a plane, so he promised her he wouldn't get his pilot's license during her lifetime. But, you know, after she passed away in 94, he went out and did it, unfortunately.
Yes, that's true. Last question. Much like how Lyndon Johnson of the Democrats basically wanted to have Jackie Kennedy as a prop to better their positions, photo ops and ceremonies, and she rebuffed and refused all options, including ambassadorships anywhere she wanted in the world from Johnson. Did
right.
John want the torch that others are trying to pass to him?
A great line he had, and that was, people keep telling me I can be a great man. I'd rather be a good one. And I just think that spoke volumes about him. He felt he had to earn a place in public life. And so just a few days before he died, he made the decision, finally, to, one, start a family. He and Carolyn Bessette, his wife, had picked a name for the child. That name was Flynn. It would work for both a boy and a girl. He'd also decided to start his political career by running for Patrick Moynihan's Senate seat in New York. Now, the problem there, of course, is that Hillary wanted that Senate seat. Hillary Clinton was just emerging from the White House as first lady. It would be her first run for office, and she did not want to run against John Kennedy.
Yes.
Because she knew she would lose. Ed Koch, the former mayor of New York, told me that seat was John's for the asking. He was a natural politician in a way that no other Kennedy was. People loved him. There was no way Hillary, who was a carpetbagger, could have won. And John actually said 2 days before he died, or before his plane crashed, that He told his friend Billy Noonan, you know, she's a carpetbagger, and wait till she gets here, she's going to get her head handed to her. So he was going to play real rough politics. And it would be just a very different political world today, I think, if he had survived.
Certainly we've seen our share of Kennedy books with a lot of hype and rhetoric to them, but Christopher Anderson with The Good Son, JFK Jr., and The Mother He Loved brings you a book with some heart, and it might sound voyeuristic, but we always want to know the behind-the-scenes stories, and you get them with facts and history. The Good Son, JFK Jr., and The Mother He Loved, Christopher Anderson, fantastic job honoring a family that has faced a lot. And that provides, I think, everyone with a lot of life lessons, too. It's certainly what Jackie did with John and with Caroline. Thanks for the job that you did with the book and for being here this morning.
Oh, thank you, Chris. I enjoyed it.